Study after study is showing us how omega-3 and omega-9 fats really impact that T-cell arm and down-regulate inflammation. So adding in half an avocado a day, adding in at least a quarter sort of serving of salmon every day, all of these are great ways to get some of these fats in your system through food. That's why food can be our ultimate medicine.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Superwoman Wellness. I'm Dr. Taz. I've made it my mission throughout my career in integrative medicine to support women in restoring their health using a blend of Eastern medical wisdom with modern science. In this show, I will guide you through different practices to find your power type and fully embody the healthiest and most passionate version of you. I'm here for you, and I can't wait to get started.
Endometriosis continues to be one of the most underdiagnosed diseases in women's health. I meet women every day with symptoms that have been missed when they actually have endometriosis. I talk a lot about the why and the how of endometriosis in this video, but here today we're going to break down foods that help you to balance your endometriosis. In part one, we're going to talk about high fiber foods that make a difference for endometriosis. Then we're going to move on in part two to foods with healthy fats, because that's an important piece of the endometriosis puzzle. And lastly, we'll talk about the importance of vitamin C and all the studies that link an adequate amount of vitamin C to helping manage endometriosis. Okay, let's dig in to the first pattern. Here is why fiber is so important. The dominant hormone pattern with endometriosis is estrogen dominance, meaning you are storing estrogen, you're holding on to estrogen, or you don't have the genetics to help you break estrogen down. I'm talking about some of the detox SNPs like COMT, CYP1B1, even MTHFR. So many of us have some of those SNPs, and even a tiny little bit of estrogen gets stored, accumulated, and then you get something like an endometriosis, where the endometrial lining, or the lining of the uterus, overgrows, clamps down on different organs, and causes all kinds of issues. Fiber, we know, helps to break down stored estrogen. And there's so many different ways to get fiber in naturally. You don't have to just supplement. I love simple hacks, things like adding in a tablespoon, for example, of chia seeds into your favorite smoothie or your favorite recipe, or even making one of my favorites, chia seed pudding. You can get a great recipe for chia seed pudding right here. And if you want to learn more about estrogen dominance, check out this video that I did talking all about it. So fiber becomes a really important part of the endometriosis kitchen. In addition to that, you can use walnuts. Walnuts actually not only have good healthy fats, which we're going to talk about in a second, but they actually have a decent amount of fiber. So again, grab just a couple, grab them to go, maybe blend them and turn them into a walnut butter that you can use on a toast or your favorite crackers, or just simply blend them into a smoothie. So again, easy ways to get additional fiber in. But the number that I want you guys to all remember is that we should, if you have endometriosis or you have estrogen dominance, then we should be getting in at least 40 grams of fiber per day. And that's a mix of both soluble and insoluble fiber to help the gut, help break down estrogen, and help us get rid of estrogen dominance. Okay, fiber was part one. I promised you that there was more. Let's move on to healthy fats and their role in estrogen dominance and endometriosis. Here's the deal. We know that there is a lot of inflammation associated with endometriosis. In fact, if you do a search right now on PubMed or any of the documents, the medical documents, you'll find all kinds of scholarly articles talking about the immune system and the immune dysregulation that happens when someone has endometriosis. So yes, you have estrogen dominance, but in the same hand, you have chronic inflammation. And that inflammation is systemic. So you have the belly pain, the pelvic pain. Sometimes you even have joint pain, or even one of the hallmark symptoms of inflammation, chronic fatigue. So endometriosis, like many other hormone conditions, is not limited to the hormones alone. It's really encompassing the whole body, and this whole body approach is really critical. So again, these healthy fats, what do they have to do with endometriosis? Well, we know foods like salmon with its omega-3 fats And avocados with both omega-9 and MCT fats help to bring the inflammatory load down. They essentially deregulate an overactive immune system. And I could get into all the science, but I don't want to put you to sleep. But what's happening here is that you're really impacting the T cell arm of your immunity and the B cell arm of your immunity. The T cell in particular drives inflammation. And study after study is showing us how omega-3 and omega-9 fats really impact that T cell arm and downregulate inflammation. So adding in half an avocado a day, adding in at least a quarter sort of serving of salmon every day, all of these are great ways to get some of these fats in your system through food. That's why food can be our ultimate medicine. These are just two examples. Now, the same walnuts and the chia seeds that we just talked about actually also have omega-3 fats and have vitamin E, all of which are helping with inflammation, with estrogen dominance, and really help to solve the issues with some of these endometrial hormone patterns. All right, we've got one more. Let's talk about vitamin C. And this is straight from research. There again are studies talking about the lack of vitamin C and endometriosis and the progression of endometriosis. Now, there's so many loops we can do here, right? One loop is that we know high-dose vitamin C. In fact, we use this in practice on our patients with chronic inflammation. High-dose vitamin C brings inflammation down. So back to this pattern of inflammation when we're thinking about endometriosis, right? So that's one way vitamin C is helpful. Another way that vitamin C is helpful is that it really helps to plump up the mitochondria or the energy or the chi of your cells. And when you do so, the body is able to do things like detox better, move things through a little bit easier, and you feel it through hormone regulation. You feel it with that estrogen level balancing out, less estrogen dominant symptoms, bye-bye breast tenderness and bloating and feeling foggy and heavy and puffy. Those are all estrogen dominant symptoms, not even limited to talking about endometriosis. So vitamin C, how can you get it? Well, adding in citrus fruits is a great easy way, bringing it in maybe first thing in the morning or towards your midday. You can get vitamin C from oranges, from grapefruit, and even from your leafy greens. I feel like everyone forgets how much vitamin C is in a kale or a spinach or any of the greens that we consume. But getting in vitamin C is going to help you with the dual issues of endometriosis, which include inflammation, estrogen dominance, and then depletion. So putting all of this together is just an example of how food can help your hormones and how food is the best medicine. And it starts with the little things that we do day in and day out to get our hormones to behave and to understand that something like endometriosis has to be taken seriously, but it's not a hormone disease. It's a disease of inflammation. It's actually an autoimmune disease, and we have to have that whole body approach. All right, that's a mouthful on endometriosis and food. I post new videos every week, and we're going to continue to drive this conversation about how to approach your health the holistic way.